You want to get in on the action? We want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast. Drop us a DM on Twitter at faderoutednz. Comment on our YouTube channel, The Fade Route with DNZ. Questions, comments, picks, segment suggestions, you name it, we want to hear from you. Get at us, in crowd. Order up! We continue our division by division breakdown in the NFL as we order up.
Order up, order up.
This week, we are going to order up the AFC South from 4-1. Who you got, Dave?
All right. Your favorite division, the AFC South.
Absolutely.
So, starting with Houston Texans, Stroud has looked raw in the preseason. Nico Collins is a 3 on most teams, and he's being forced into a 1. I see 2, maybe 3 wins this season for Houston. Number 3, the Indianapolis Colts. This Jonathan Taylor saga, man, it's just carrying on. He left again today to take care of personal matters. This is just getting uglier and uglier. I think Richardson will play well. I think he's gonna play well, but they're gonna finish in third. Number 2, the Tennessee Titans. People are doubting DeAndre Hopkins way too much. I think the Titans play well, but I see Derrick Henry breaking down the stretch. And number 1 in all your hearts, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Trevor Lawrence will excel under Doug Peterson in year 2 of his offense. He could be up for an MVP award. Calvin Ridley will have over 1,000 yards, probably over 1,300 yards receiving, double-digit touchdowns. Their defense will play well. I got Jacksonville number 1. What you got, Z?
We're not that far apart. Mm. We're not that far apart. Fourth place, I'm going to go with the Colts, especially if this Jonathan Taylor thing lingers further. Mm-hmm. Anthony Richardson, not sold on. Right, he's got to prove that he is at least what Jim Irsay thinks he is. Right, you have Minshew there, he's a quality, capable backup. You have Pittman, you have McKenzie, not bad. You have a pretty good offensive line. Defense, what do you have? You have Shaq Leonard, and you have DeForest Buckner, you have some okay pieces. I don't know if that offense is going to be able to make up for that defense, especially if Jonathan Taylor is not there for ball control. They need him or they need to ship him out. One of the two. But I'm going with the Colts in fourth. Number 3, I'm going with the Texans. And not necessarily because of CJ Stroud. Like, he's there, he'll get the first crack. Damian Pierce is very good. They brought in Devin Singletary. Robert Woods is there. Dalton Schultz came in the offseason. The offensive line's looking better. It's looking better. They can probably protect Stroud. I like what they're doing on defense. Will Anderson, Sheldon Rankins, Christian Kirksey. That secondary looks pretty decent. Looks pretty decent. Let's see what Coach Ryans can do. And if C.J. Stroud can develop and mature and take that step, then they're on to something. That'd be great. They already have a good running game. They're going to have the safety net in Dalton Schultz. They have Robert Woods if he can stay healthy. I know, big if. But I think the Texans are narrowly, we're talking like a game or two better than the Colts. Number 2, we're in agreement. The Tennessee Titans. I don't know who their quarterback is. Another one. Tannehill's going to get first shot, but it would not surprise me if Levis gets significant playing time, if Willis gets significant playing time, and that's going to be their downfall. That is going to be their downfall. Derrick Henry is another year older. I think his time is slowly coming to the end. He's not going to be able to take those hits that he used to be able to deliver. Week one last year kind of exposed him. The Giants were bouncing him around. So, yes, Hopkins is there. Burks is there. You know, you have some guys. But the defense is still going to play quarterback, quarterback, quarterback. The only thing that's keeping them in second place is that the other teams, these other two teams, are so bad. In theory, the Titans can be under 500 and still be in second place in this division. I can see that pretty well, that they can be under 500 and still finish in second place, just on the lack of strength in the remainder of the division. But that leaves, by default, number one, the Jacksonville Jaguars. We are in agreement on them. This team is loaded, and there is no reason, not one, that they cannot repeat as division champs and make more of noise. If they make more noise in the AFC, would it surprise me if they were in the divisional round? Not at all. Would it surprise me if they made it to the AFC title game? Might be a little bit of a stretch, but I can see it. It's possible. You catch a team at the right time, a healthy Travis Etienne, Calvin Ridley comes in. Calvin Ridley is an important add. I can definitely see big things coming out of Jacksonville this season.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Rate us 5 stars, leave us a review, turn on subscription notifications, and tell your friends. Spread the word, spread it wide.